Last month, a gas explosion ripped through Seattle's Greenwood neighborhood. It leveled three buildings, damaged a fourth, blew out storefront windows for blocks around. And this was not Greenwood's first catastrophe. In 2009, a string of arson attacks hit small businesses there, including Taproot Theater. Co-founder Scott Nolte says Taproot was lucky this time around. They were only slightly affected by last month's gas explosion.
Ironically, there was a great sense of relief and gratitude that we were not damaged any more than we were. But to look around and sort of like see the shell-shocked neighborhood, that's probably where it broke our heart. There were a number of fundraisers that were already being created in the neighborhood that were supposed to benefit Taproot. And the staff got on the phone instantly to those hosts and said, it's time to redirect those to these businesses that have just lost almost everything. So we need to figure out how to take care of the neighborhood here.
So you're supporting your friends, your fellow businesses financially.
Mm-hmm.
How have you supported them just in terms of experience, advice? What is it that you understand?
You know, the day of the fire, we were supposed to have a show that night. We were supposed to have a show, two shows the next day, and we have no theater. What are my obligations to my subscribers? What is how I look around the room? We have two dozen employees, and I have a dozen actors and technicians who are expecting to be paid. And our source of revenue, the box office, just burned down. So transfer that to any of these small shops and restaurants. They've got wait staff that aren't waiting tables. They have custodial people who have nothing to clean. That kept me up at night.
A lot of us have suffered disasters. Is there something you've learned that you could pass on to the rest of us about catastrophe?
I think what happened to us, or what happened to me, was the need to pause, take a deep breath, and sit down with people who you trust, who are wise. And I don't mean you sit down with your attorney and an accountant or a bank or something like that, but some other folks who can just share the burden of the shock and help you at least formulate maybe what are your next steps. Because you're sort of in a level of shock, and you can't really crumble, especially if you're trying to lead or manage an organization or manage your own business. So who can I go to and say, okay, I am weak, I am shocked, I'm in grief, I need to take care of my people, I need to take care of my family. Give me some help, give me some counsel, give me some reinforcement here, because I can't dodge this.
In a bigger picture, Scott, talking with Scott Nolte from Taproot Theater, how do you see disaster now?
You know, I'm so fortunate to see it through the lens of gratitude because of the outpouring of love of the neighborhood or your peers, whether that's friends or professional peers who rally to do everything that they are able to do to help. So again, going back 7 years, our peers, our patrons, our donors who rallied for us so that we could have 3 months to sort of scramble to rebuild and kind of come back from the ashes. And it still took us 4 more years to rebuild on the side of those ashes. And in Greenwood's case, the Saturday after the explosion, there was a cleanup day. And I understand the coordinators were expecting probably 20 people or so to turn out and help, you know, sweep glass off the street, or maybe go around to different storefronts to see if they could help those businesses. And over 100 people turned out. The fundraiser that Naked City Tap House had, selling Greenwood Phoenix Golden Ale, something like that. They sold out every single keg that they had made. And the tap house was full, and the line went down the street. And the tip jar was stuffed to support the Greenwood businesses. So again, it you never want to wish a disaster on a neighborhood, but it also demonstrates how the friends and the neighborhood rallies for each other to do everything they can because they care not about the big box store or franchise per se, but they have a sense of ownership and camaraderie with those mom-pop pubs and shops, and we want to see them survive. And we know that it's real people. They're not insulated by a corporate structure that means that they've got money in the bank. Nope, they're just real folks like us trying to pay the bills.
Was there ever a moment when you thought, when you were in despair, just, oh, not, you know, not again.
Despair, or at least grief, that Greenwood was always sort of on the edge of never getting the real estate development or investment in each of these last recessionary periods. It's like development come to a certain point and it would cut off. So in 2009, here we go, things are growing, things are good, there's a fire. A dozen fires in Greenwood. So who wants to move there? Who wants to put a business in a place where you might get torched? And then the decimating fire that we had. An explosion wipes out three businesses and boards up three dozen more businesses, and 50 businesses are damaged in some capacity. Good grief. That is a terrible toll.
So do you think there's a disaster reputation now that might stick?
I don't think that'll be the case. I think the reputation that will stick is the fact that 100 people turned out to clean the streets, and that there's a line down the block to get Greenwood Phoenix Pale Ale, whatever it's called, because every single dollar and the tip jar are going to help those businesses. And there was a tip jar at every single checker at Fred Meyer. And that, I think, is going to be the lasting legacy that this community rallied for one another, and it was significant.
Scott Nolte, co-founder, producing artistic director of Greenwood's Taproot Theater. The theater was seriously damaged in a 2009 arson attack and then slightly damaged in last month's Greenwood gas explosion.